I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 2000. That was the beginning of a two-day rally in Washington, D.C. to protest the gathering of world leaders for the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, or what is known as the A16 Summit. The event was a continuation of the massive protests that disrupted the World Trade Organization's meeting the year before in Seattle, Washington. The common thread through these protests was a concern over how globalization of world markets hurts working people and the environment. Protesters included a wide range of people, including peace activists, environmental activists, anarchists, and union members. 2 days before the D.C. protest, organizers held an international forum on globalization at the Foundry Methodist Church. 2,000 people attended this teach-in to hear from activists around the globe. It's estimated that 50,000 people attended the D.C. rallies. One big theme for the rallies was bringing attention to the negative consequences that can occur when developing countries receive economic bailouts. The strings attached to these painful bailouts often usher in destructive privatization schemes and painful austerity measures that disproportionately fall on the backs of working people. The protesters in the U.S. Capitol were met by a large police security presence. The D.C. police were determined that the protesters would not interrupt the meetings like they had done in Seattle. More than 1,000 people were arrested. These protests, from Seattle to Washington, D.C., demonstrate a growing recognition of the devastating impact globalization has on the lives of regular people. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.